Restoration and Enhancement. The project for the restoration and enhancement of the Agora Square of Dion was implemented within the framework of the operational programs Central Macedonia 2014 to 2020 and Central Macedonia 2021 to 2027. The objective was to protect, restore, and enhance the Roman Agora and the monuments on its western and southern sections, but also to conduct rescue and improvement interventions throughout the entire Agora urban block. The climate of the region, with the high humidity levels, the high summer temperatures and the low winter temperatures, causes severe damage to the materials used in the construction of the monuments, especially to the mortar in the walls, floors, and wall paintings. For this reason, the ancient deteriorated mortar was removed and new mortar was used in order to reinforce the constructions, protect them from decay, and make their form clear for the visitors. The mosaic floors of the House of Epigenes and the Sebastion were conservated by restoring the detached and misplaced tesserae, applying new mortar, and reinforcing their perimeter. Similar interventions were carried out on the preserved sections of the stone slabs paving the square agora. The wall paintings of the Sebastion were cleaned, consolidated, and the gaps were filled and restored to their original colors. At the same time, a large number of artifacts such as ceramic, metal, stone, glass, and bone objects were conservated, as well as marble architectural parts. To understand the geometry of the monuments and restore their level of use, the floors were layered with stabilized earth, a mixture of clay, sand, pozzolan, and crushed ceramics. Where ancient paving and mosaic floors existed but were not preserved, colored pebbles were used instead. Traces of wall structures that were not preserved were rendered in grey gravel. In the same way, the stylobate, namely the wall upon which the columns of the agora stood, was demarcated to highlight the portico's geometry. The restoration work was carried out on the basis of specialized studies approved by the Ministry of Culture's competent services. All modern materials used are compatible with the original ancient construction materials. Another key objective of this project was to make the Roman Agora accessible to as many visitors as possible. To this end, the network of accessible routes was expanded, and information signs and a tactile map with information in Braille code were installed to facilitate access for visually impaired visitors. The new website and digital app with an audio tour enrich and upgrade the visitor experience at the multidimensional archaeological park of Dion.